Hello and welcome to my podcast channel. This is Snigdha Sri Lakshmi Sunit and you're listening to Snigdha's Talks. Let's continue the summary of Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief. Mr. D was sent to Camp Half-Blood as a punishment and has to stay there for 100 years, and Mr. D doesn't look happy about it. Mr. D is the director of Camp Half-Blood. When Percy learns that Mr. D is a Greek god, he says he doesn't believe in any gods and that they are just myths. Mr. D gets angry hearing this and disappears into thin air just after the game. Then Chiron tells Percy that the Greek gods are alive. The gods move according to the Western civilization, and right now the Western civilization is more active in America. Mount Olympus is now in America. Percy doesn't believe this, but he has to because it is Chiron telling him. Percy wanted an explanation for whom he was, and Chiron also said that they don't know who Percy is but will know very soon. But till then, Chiron asks Percy to stay in cabin 11, and then he starts to get up from his wheelchair. First, Percy thinks it is impossible for Chiron to get up from that wheelchair because he must be paralyzed. But Chiron does. When he came out, instead of his leg, he had the body of a horse in the lower half of his body. Then Chiron and Percy goes for a walk around Camp Half-Blood. Percy sees how beautiful Camp Half-Blood is. They go through an arena, a campfire, stables, and also an eating area overlooking the sea and was surrounded by columns and a very thick forest. Everywhere the campers just stared at Percy. Suddenly, he saw something moving in the attic. But Chiron assured him that no one lives in the attic and it must be just his hallucination. Then Chiron takes him to the cabins. Arranged in U-shape was 12 cabins. And each cabin was dedicated to an Olympian. The first three cabins, cabin 1, cabin 2 and cabin 3, were empty. They were the cabins of Zeus, Hera and Poseidon respectively. Then Chiron finds Annabeth and asks Annabeth to take Percy for the tour. And Annabeth takes Percy to cabin 11, where he'll be staying until he was claimed by his patron god. Let's discuss the rest in the next podcast. So till then, stay tuned. This is Snigdha signing off. Take care and have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.